Hello and welcome to Androids and Assets. I'm Marshall.
And I am Steven.
We're going this way.
We're going. It's a weird way to say it, but I'm committed at this point. We're not going back. We're not going to do that again.
We're here with an experimental episode of Androids and Assets.
That's right.
We're going to try something different. Sometimes, we talk about something that we've seen and something about in it that bothered us or that we liked or something, and we go on and on and on about it.
Occasionally, the tree of podcast patriotism must be refreshed with asinine ideas. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this is it's new to our podcast. I don't know if it's new to podcasts.
That's true.
In
I think there's whole podcasts that are this premise.
Oh, gosh. Don't know how to feel about that.
Don't know how to feel about what?
Other people have done what we're doing.
Well, we'll soldier on.
We are going to do short takes, hot takes.
Hot takes. You got to do the hand gesture, Marshall.
Sorry.
Hot takes. All right. You can't appreciate it, but we did an awesome custom hand gesture for this episode.
Where we will discuss like a single aspect of something that we've seen relatively recently.
Yeah.
Something that just sort of like caught our attention, but it's probably not worth talking about for, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes.
We don't want to do a half hour on Passengers. It's not we're not doing that. No one is doing that.
As soon as I said that, that old Robert Munch story, 50 Below?
Yeah.
And there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 Below.
I swear that books had songs in them.
They did an animated version of it.
Okay, all right, okay.
Come on.
I've never seen it. I read that. I have that book. I read it to my daughters, but...
Well, now when it gets 50 Below out, you can also show them the video of it.
All right. That sounds great.
So, hot takes. Short, quick-ish, to the point.
Exciting.
They are.
Tell your
super
friends.
Exciting.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Please. Please. This is going to save this podcast. The network is breathing down our throat. And I have children. Children.
All right. Okay. You can introduce me now.
Yeah. All right. So, Marshall, you have our first hot take, the 2016 film Passengers.
I do.
Starring J-Law.
Yep.
And everyone's favorite dinosaur wrangler, Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I've got a timer here. Do you want me to commence the timer? Are you ready? You have five minutes. I will give you a warning.
I'm never ready for this, but let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, let's go. All right, cool. All right, and go.
Go. Okay, so my hot take, Passengers. People are going to think that I'm going to talk about the obvious thing here, but I am not. At one point, when Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence are, on the spaceship talking relatively early on in the movie, there's a throwaway line about, do you know how much money the investors in this thing have made? $6 quadrillion. And my hot take here is that science fiction movies set in the future just need to stop giving dollar values to things.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. Because I don't know what $6 quadrillion means. You haven't told me how far in the future that is. You haven't told me if we've gone through like some crazy hyperinflation event.
Does that buy a taco?
What?
Does that buy a taco?
Yeah. Like,
does it buy a taco making...
Like,
company?
The way that you say it is like, oh, well, clearly that's a lot of money. And, in today's world, that is a lot of money. Hell, I mean, 375 years from now, at average inflation rates, that's still a lot of money. So, like, it's fine. But I don't know how long in the future this is. I don't know what's going on. It just doesn't. $6 quadrillion is not the best way to make your point. Like, oh, these are the richest people in the entire world now. They own as much as the rest of the world combined. These whatever three people or something.
They're rich as McDucks.
Yeah. Like, it's just take numbers out of your science fiction because they don't help. They're just bad.
So you also had a take about kind of like where this $1 quadrillion ultimately came from.
Well, like, yeah. So this is sort of like my second. Like, take on this. As soon as I started thinking about it more, I was like, also, ventures like this, like, of going out, finding a planet, discovering it, and colonizing it, these are not things that a private company does on its own. Because it's very expensive, and it's very, very risky. You have no idea if you're going to get any return on this.
So, and has timelines that exceed individual human lifespans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's, there's no short run return on this. So there's, like, how do you sell that to stakeholders and, like, shareholders? Because they're looking for money back now. And you're like, yeah. But if you give this to your grandchildren and they inherit these, then maybe your grandchildren will be rich. And I just don't think that is likely. So what I think is more likely is that we had an Earth government who was funding this venture, either directly or indirectly by, you know,
paying the loans that people took out to buy tickets.
Yeah. So, like, eventually maybe the ship did find a planet. And so this is when you get the payout. But so, like, all the colonists got loans from the government to go and be colonists. But even, like, leading up to all of that time, it was probably like the government would buy these vessels and use them as, like, I don't know, defense vessels or deep research vessels or something. And the government funding,
yeah,
that would allow them, you know.
Historically, aerospace has been only really successful as a government domain, say what you will about SpaceX.
And maybe SpaceX is successful now. But, even
but it's
SpaceX
a company with one client.
Is being paid by the government.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Right? Like, Elon Musk can't make a go of it on his own.
No, yeah.
Because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
But the government doing it for research and for prestige.
And military.
Sure. For research and prestige. Read military, can make a go of it. They can spend this money, and they spend it on a private individual. And so now Elon Musk is, you know, second or third in line to whatever the wealthiest people in the world because the government pays him to do stuff. Even all of his electric cars for Tesla, they're only profitable because he gets so much green money grants put into his factories and his cars, and they're only an affordable vehicle because you get rebates on them. Like, it's all government. Elon Musk is a socialist in that the government is paying for everything that he does.
All right, that's 25 seconds left. You got anything else for us?
No, I think that those are probably my hot takes.
Those are ha, ooh, spicy. Ah, hot takes. Nice. Okay, all right, that was it. So you came in under the time. I'm impressed. I thought it was going to have to be like, you're done.
Get out the...
Yeah, like the cane. Yeah, the vaudeville shepherd's crook.
You're talking about Solo, A Star Wars Story.
That's right. Solo, A Star Wars Story. All right. We good to go?
Oh, what do you want here? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
On 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Solo, A Star Wars Story. So we've talked about Star Wars before, and I think Solo was maybe the most revealing economically, because a couple of things we brought up was shipping. How much does it cost? And then the other thing was like robot slaves. How's that work? And Solo was very illuminating in those two domains. And the one thing, but the thing that Solo does functionally for the economy, particularly in terms of how it impacts shipping, is the way they set up their fuel, hyperfuel, is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, man. Okay. I should have Googled. Anyway, hyperfuel works in such a way that, oh my God, how does anyone go anywhere or do anything in that universe? It's incredibly dangerous, immensely rare, only found in incredibly inhospitable locations, and is so valuable and so expensive, it doesn't really make sense how people are jetting around all over the place all the time like they do. So it seems like, and you know, one of the things we talked about, like, in order to have, like, planets that do X, like a shipbuilding planet and a widget-making planet and a marijuana-growing planet, these things only function if you have access to really cheap and easy shipping. So this kind of... So Solo kind of breaks the Star Wars universe a little bit in how it treats and manages fuel. Yeah, that was my hot take, and it was only 2 minutes.
That's not bad.
I thought it would be longer, but hey, you know what? We won't look at gift hot take in the mouth. So
the hot take, Star Wars does travel wrong.
We'll find out. Okay, so we are talking about I Am Mother, the 2019 Netflix original movie.
It is a movie.
Take us there.
I want to go to there.
I want to go to there.
Okay, I Am Mother. So I thought, there's like one, I guess I don't know if these are hot takes or just like interesting to me observations.
Sure. Interesting to you observation.
Yeah, like it's not, I don't necessarily have a hot take about it. Like a hot take seems to be like something that would be controversial. But it's not controversial to say that daughter, whatever her, like, alpha.
I think her name three. Is daughter, yeah. She has a numeric designation also, but
yeah.
Whatever.
By the end of the movie, she is the richest person in the world.
Who has ever lived.
Has ever, the richest person who has ever lived.
Yeah. Do you want to explain that?
No, I've done my hot take in under a minute. We're good. It's a competition. She's the richest person in the world because, and here's where spoilers, if you haven't seen Mother, I Am Mother, and you want to. Mother is, deranged robot?
I don't think. Yeah. I don't know. She's pretty rational to me, actually.
Huh? Okay, she's an incredibly rational robot, but also bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
And you know, holds the typical robot position, hashtag not all robots, that humanity must die, right? I think, you know, in the general scheme of robot stories, that's usually where robots end up, is like, humanity is the problem.
Look, it's just math.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just math.
Like, it's not, yeah. It's not me, it's humanity.
Yeah.
So, Mother has killed all of humanity, burned the planet basically to nothing, made it completely uninhabitable. There was wars and whatever. The robots won, because the robots are always going to win.
They're always going to win.
They're always going to win. But Mother kept a lot of embryos or fetuses or whatever they are at that stage, but kept, you know, developing humans, cryogenically froze them, and then raised them. From young, with the intention of raising a human that would be like the perfect human and wouldn't destroy the planet going forward, and then like restart humanity from there.
Yeah, sort of like Eve.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then basically says like, I did all of this for you. I killed all of the other humans to give you everything. So daughter has now inherited the world, the Earth. Like, literally inherited the Earth. So she is the richest person in the world. I just got that kind of a neat takeaway from you. I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
She owns all of the productive capital
in
the world right now.
Yeah. 100% of the land, 100% of the minerals, 100%. Plus also then presumably robots and processing power. And
it seems that Mother says, like, I'm giving myself back to you now. Like, I'm still here, but also you're in charge now.
Yeah.
So, like, she owns everything. She owns everything.
Yeah. So
and the other thing that I thought was just, like, bizarre was, like, at the very end of the movie when Mother, I don't know, necessarily has to die.
Sure. He would die.
Just, like, a mind-boggling thing where it's like, and she doesn't even die because we know that, you know, this body of Mother isn't, you know, the host of her consciousness. Yeah,
because she's the omnipresent machine intelligence in all the machines on the planet. So you just have this, like, stupid, like, kill me now and enshrine omnipresent ghost of maternal superego in your mind forever.
Yeah, like, you just, like, you went through this incredibly traumatic event of killing the form of the mother that raised you. Like, you killed your own mother, for all intents and purposes, without actually killing her.
It was just a lot of work to do a Freudian...
Yeah, yeah.
This is why you can't do a hot take on I Am Mother, because I Am Mother is just one long Freudian hot take. And you can't hot take the hot take.
Well, no, you can't hot take a hot take. Yeah,
no, so that's why we had no hot take.
There was no hot take on Mother, but there was like an interesting like, I guess she's pretty rich.
Yeah, so right.
But, you know, normally I would say somebody that rich should probably get guillotined.
Yeah.
But one, she's apparently a good person, and two, she's the only person.
Right. So no guillotine for her.
No guillotine.
All right.
That's my hot take. Don't guillotine this one richest person in the world.
Wait, should we guillotine the others?
I mean, like, if you're talking about them currently, yes.
Right. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to let that go off. We were at 5 minutes, so you're done. You're done.
I mean, I already paused my timer. So.
Well, fair enough. You're better than I am. That's right. You got it. You recorded it. You got it.
Yes! All right. Androids and Assets Community, you heard it. Yeah. You heard it from his own mouth.
Shout it from the Reddit. Okay. Now, the fourth one.
Is there anything else that you want to... Any other hot takes that you've had recently?
No, I don't think so.
Any books that you've been reading that you're like, whoa, hot take?
Yeah, I mean, I read Jane Mayer's Dark Money, and that book, I have a hot take on that book for you, which is not really science fiction at all. So, you know, we'll park it.
We'll park that one. We'll park
Lefter. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
You know, I think I'm all out of hot takes.
You're all out of hot takes. I'm out of hot takes, too. You know, it's just...
Hot takes are...
fucking exhausting.
They're exhausting and they're spicy in your mouth. You say them and then you have to let your mouth cool off for a while.
Yeah. How does the news get made? If this is making hot takes and gotchas all day, you'd just be like, I'd be dead. Like, if I worked for BuzzFeed, I'd just like, I don't know how I couldn't get through my first day.
BuzzFeed, don't listen to him. We're definitely available for work.
Please mention us in a listicle.
Yes. Hot takes. Hot takes.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it. Right. Yeah, those are our hot takes.
Did you hate this?
Maybe.
Tell us.
Let us know. And maybe we'll do other hot takes. Or, you know what? Send us your hot takes.
Yeah.
And we'll put you on the show.
That's right, yeah. So we can fight you.
You can have a spot on Androids and Assets with your own hot takes.
Only good hot takes will be accepted.
Bad hot takes will be disputed.
Like, well, if we get the hot take, like, what if the Matrix is just femininity's subverting our masculine energies? That's just going right on the diaper pile. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you.
We're not doing your hot take. I'm sorry. We're not even dignifying it with a response.
That's true.
Although I realize I just gave that hot take. And will now be firing myself from the podcast. So, what a weird episode
this was
to go
Steven's
out on. Last episode.
Last episode of Androids and
I'm
Assets.
I'm done. Yeah. Goodbye. All of Rockne will be taking place moving forward. It'll be a much better podcast, I'm sure.
It'll be a very different podcast.
Well, yeah. So where can people send us these hot takes?
You know what? Maybe on Twitter. At Asset Droid is a great place to reach us.
Yeah, we Instagram as well.
Instagram is also Asset Droid, so you can send us a hot take on Instagram if that's what you do.
That's just how you send your hot takes.
That's maybe that's what it is. You can also send them directly to me. I'm Econoboid on Twitter,
and I'm Steve Droids with an S.
If you don't feel like being public in your delivery, we also accept emails. My email address is Marshall, MARSHALL at androidsandassets.ca.
And my email address is Steve, STEVE, at androidsandassets.ca.
Thanks for listening to our hot takes.
Hot takes.
All right. Hot take. Are we saying that she should be guillotined? Oh, no. I was going to say that the owners of the...
Yeah. Space John
Law. That was
Law.
My hot take.
Guillotine. That was your guillotine hot... That was your hot take.
Dang.
I mean, if I were to do this all over again, I would have done it. That worked in such a way that all three of them would end in guillotinings. And their hot takes are just guillotines. But
hot take.
Hot take. Guillotine.
Han Solo needs to be guillotined.
Guillotined. Hot take. That's 3 out of 3 guillotines.
Our hot take, most guillotine. People on the planet probably... No, not most people on the planet.
No. Most industrialists.
Yeah.
Guillotine.
Most people whose names you know.
Guillotine.
The people whose names you know, but you don't know personally.
Yeah. I know your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait!